This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 89. For Tuesday, October 6th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts were higher on Tuesday morning. The November canola contract is up 680 at $527.20 per ton. The January contract is up 640 at $533.20 per ton. Nearby Chicago soy oil contracts were up by over a half a cent in early morning trade, contributing to the higher tone for canola. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed were also stronger in early morning trade. Slight losses in the Canadian dollar were supportive of canola, as it was around 75.3 U.S. cents. Harvest activity across the Canadian prairies has limited further gains for canola, as the harvest is near completion. Canadian grain and oilseed exports are running well ahead of previous levels, according to data from the Canadian Grain Commission. Total bulk exports of major grains and oilseeds totaled 7.17 million tons, which is about 1 million tons higher than what was exported during the same period last year. The Chicago soy complex was stronger this morning. The USDA's crop progress report showed the U.S. soybean harvest is almost 40% complete. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of over 154,000 tons of soybeans purchased by unknown destinations for delivery during the current marketing year. Globally, dry weather in South America has slowed down soybean planting. However, one private firm in Brazil forecast rain to come in the coming days. Argentina plans to temporarily cut their soybean and soy meal export tax. The cut is being made in hopes of revitalizing export revenues as the country struggles with low foreign reserves. The tax will revert back to 33% in January. The November canola contract is up 23 cents at $10.45 per bushel. December soy oil is up about half a cent at 33 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up 9.20 at $3.55.20 per hundredweight. Corn futures were stronger on Tuesday morning. The corn crop is 25% harvested, which is on pace with the five-year average. Corn production estimates are at 14.8 billion bushels, which is slightly lower than the USDA's prior estimate of 14.9 billion bushels. The December contract is up by 9 cents at $3.88 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher this morning. The USDA reported that U.S. winter wheat is now 52% planted, which is ahead of the five-year average of 47%. Private analysts say rain in key growing regions has improved soil quality, which has assisted in winter wheat planting. Chicago December is up 16 cents at $6. Kansas City December is up 17 cents at $5.41. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 8.5 cents in the December contract at $5.44. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, October 6th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.